Well, today is the 20th of January, and I'll start out by trying to answer one of your tapes of the 15th of December on your Christmas tape that you sent me. It was really a good tape, I thought, and I was real glad to hear from everyone, from Lucy and Granny and Andy and Winifred and Janet and Clyde and yourselves. It was whenever I got the tape, I was pretty depressed, and it really did help build me up being away from home during Christmas and knowing that all of you were going to be going up to the mountains skiing for Christmas. I really was homesick, I guess you might say. Well, today the electricity is off. It's been one of the first days the electricity's been off in a long while, and it's the first day I've had off in a good while also. Especially since I've been back from the Philippines. So I'm taping this on the batteries. The first set of batteries that I had are turned weak, and I didn't realize that till after I'd fixed Kay up a tape. So hers right there at the end is a little fast whenever she plays it on her batteries, I'm sure. But I've put in those new batteries that you sent me. So maybe this tape will be all right. If not, I'll try to retape it. If the electricity comes back on, I'll try to retape it on 110 volts. But the electricity's been off nearly all afternoon. I want to get you out of this tape this afternoon because I'm sure I won't have any other time. I'm going to Quang Tree tomorrow. I did get a letter off to Jim just as soon as I got your letter that you mentioned something that he was dissatisfied or kind of depressed about going to school. I sent him off a letter that night and chewed on him a little bit, and I think he'll do a lot of thinking over the letter that I wrote him, and I think he'll be back in school next semester after he reads my letter. I mentioned a while ago that I'd be going to Quang Tree tomorrow. We may possibly be leaving late tonight, but I hope it's not till tomorrow because I haven't packed or anything. I don't know how long I'll be up there, probably about a month, anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, probably. I'm not sure whether you know or not that we have a detachment of our squadron up there at Quang Tree. We have six slicks up there, and I'll be going up there. Tom will be going with me and a couple of other guys. We have 12 pilots at Quang Tree and six aircraft that we keep up there all the time. And they run mostly VIP ops and just admin runs where they drop off mail to the troopers out in the boonies. Everyone that's been up there has really enjoyed it. Everyone has been up there except me, I guess, and a couple other pilots. I've been flying the gunships around here ever since, and so I'm really looking forward to going up there. Everybody that's been up there wants to go back up there or stay up there, so it must be a pretty good deal up there, and I'm sure it'll be a change in the routine around here. We're really hurting for pilots right here since we did send the 12 pilots up there. We've lost two or three that have gone home or different reasons. We had a couple take group jobs or desk jobs in the headquarters, so they're not flying with us anymore, and so we're kind of hurting for pilots right now. And ever since I've gotten back from the Philippines, I've had to get up at 5:30 every morning except this morning. And I flew the mortar watch last night up to 4 o'clock, so they couldn't very well wake me up at 5:30 to go fly at 6:30, since I didn't even get to bed at four until 4 o'clock. So I had today off. We just have the one launch that goes out at 6:30 now, and we're sending two aircraft down south, down to Da Nang, to run recon insertion and extracts, and also one aircraft down there to escort resupply for the Republic of Korea Marines that are down there south of Da Nang down at Hoi An. I'm sure you've probably heard of Hoi An. Also have a big operation going on down south, down in the base area, 112 is what they call it. I'm not sure the name of the operation, but we have a big operation. It's down southwest of Anhui. We haven't really gotten in on that operation very much. Most of our birds that have been going down south have been running these recon eyes and knees for first recon battalion Marines. We haven't been sending any gunships up north to Quang Tri lately. Understand there hasn't been a whole lot going on up around the DMZ or up around Vandegrift or Stud or Quang Tri up in there. It's been pretty quiet here lately. Down south we've been taking a lot of fire down there. Seemed like those Dagooners are right back in there in that same area that Mead River took place not a month ago. All the fire that we've taken has been right around in that area. We've got an organized basketball program going on around here now that we really enjoyed, that I'll be missing out on when I go up to Quang Tri. Possibly I can come back down here on the days that we have the ball games and go ahead and play. But our squadron has a team. We've got a game tonight, so we'll be playing ball tonight about 6 o'clock. Last night, we had an all-star game. I was lucky enough to make the all-star team, so we had an east-west all-star game last night. I was playing for the east, and we got beat 2 points. It was a real good game. We had the winning shot was in the air, or the shot that would tie the game was in the air, and it rolled around the basket and went out, and the whistle blew, and the game was over, so we got beat by 2 points. It was a real good game, and I really have been enjoying what little I have got to play. We also have a new boxing arena that was built by the Special Services also. This is Group Special Services, and we've got a big parachute for a roof on it, and we're getting in the process of getting boxing teams organized and started. I don't believe I'll be trying that little sport, though. As you probably know, I think I told you in one of my letters that I'm the special services officer for the squadron, so I'm pretty well involved in all these things that are going on around here with intramural sports. We also have in the process of building a library for the group, and it's nearly complete, and we'll get that for some more activities for the Marines around here. I hope that you'll go ahead and renew my driver's license when it comes back in. I think it expires. No, it's not my driver's license. It's my American Express card. It'll expire sometime in February or early March. I would like to have my American Express card when I go to Hawaii. So it might come in handy if we run kind of low on money while we're over there on R&R. I hope that you've taken the $35 out of my account for Kay's gift, and also taken out the money for the kids, each a $25 savings bond for their Christmas present, since I didn't get to pick them up anything in the Philippines, but I will be getting them something before I get home from the Orient somewhere. I've sent you, I've sent Kay another package of pictures. I think there's 35 slides in there, and she should be sending them to you by now. By the time you get this tape, she should have already sent them to you, and they're all numbered along with a sheet with explanations of each slide on there. I wasn't real well pleased with this roll of slides, but most of them were of me. That's basically the reason I wasn't too pleased with them. They weren't too good. A lot of them were taken inside without a flash, and so they're kind of yellowish, but there are a few good shots in there. I'll tell you about my little trip to the Philippines. I was flying on the 26th of December, and we got back to Fubai. We left early that morning, got back here about 6 or 6:30 that night, and one of the majors in the squadron, he says, get over to dispersing, pick you up some money. You're leaving early in the morning for the Philippines. So it really took me by surprise. I was really happy to get to go. And they knew that, well, I had been in country longer than anyone in the whole squadron, with having not been out of country. I'd been in country a little over 5 months and without leaving Vietnam, and it had everybody else beat, and they were doing their best to get me out of country for a break. So this was basically the reason that they went ahead and sent me to the survival school. Not everyone gets to go, so I felt real fortunate. We try to send as many people as we can to the survival school, but not everyone gets to go. I left early on the morning of the 27th of December and went down to Da Nang. We picked up our orders and flew out of there about 1400 that afternoon for Kibi Point on a C-130, and got in there about 5 o'clock and got us a room in the BOQ. I didn't do much on the Saturday, but tried to contact someone in the church there. I got the address of the church and I had a phone number, so I contacted them and made arrangements for a ride to church the next morning. There's a major that's at Kibi Point there, is in the Marine Corps. It is a Navy base, but he has the security part of the Navy base at Kibi Point. And him and his wife and two little children picked me up for church that morning, and as well as the other four times while I was there. I was there the two Sundays and the Wednesday night, and I really did enjoy it. It's actually, I guess you don't really appreciate church until you haven't gone for 5 months. So I really did appreciate getting to go to church. I bought quite a bit of stuff there. I think I wrote you in a letter. If you haven't gotten the letter, well, it's been lost. It explained everything that I bought and what should be done with everything that I bought and what was insured and what wasn't. And also sent you some insurance receipts.